Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. We are here. I mean, today, what is it? 23rd already?
23rd, Ryan.
23rd day of January, and the year's 2020. Believe it or not, in this lovely morning, you got the sun is shining, the birds are singing, Zayme Gezun. It's like no crime, nothing is happening in South Africa. So here you go. Let's give it to South Africa. So for us, they want to get my... You know, this song comes with Gold on the Ceilings from, the Black Keys.
The Black Keys.
Yeah, it's so nice to start in the morning with this. Whoever doesn't like rock wouldn't like this song, but me.
You said, Roy, that you wake up in the morning, everything's great until you turn on the radio. And then you hear what's really happening in this country of ours.
I mean, you have to dress your face with a smile. And when you dress your face with a smile, they say, you look at yourself in the mirror and say, ah, what a lovely day. You take a breath of not so fresh air. And
did I say it's
there's pollution. And you go downstairs. And if you didn't get hijacked or mugged, you're right. You know, you can carry on the day.
They say it's far easier to smile than to scowl.
No, this morning we've got a lot of...
fewer muscles.
Far easier to smile. Over and above that, you make your mother-in-law upset, which is actually a great thing. And, you know what? Let me tell you something. South Africa, you can say many bad things about it.
It's still a great country.
No, I didn't say that. I said you can say many bad things about it.
I don't want to say bad things about it.
No, I'm joking.
Everybody's saying bad things about it. No, I said some of, say positive things about it.
Oh, you know what's positive? I mean, Ramaphosa is going to be the new chairman of the African Union.
That's positive.
Is it?
Well,
what is he going to do?
We'll see.
Oh,
he's got now more on his plate. He'll have several plates now.
He's busy killing our country now. He's going to continue with this.
Well, he'll do it for the rest of Africa.
I wonder. I wonder about Ramaphosa. I mean, he looks very like, he looks like the...
Like he always looks relaxed, doesn't he? Or do you think he looks tense?
He looks, I don't know, he looks like he doesn't care.
I think he cares.
If I had 5 billion, I wouldn't care neither.
5 billion?
Yeah.
He still has all his farms. His buffalo, he's got all his farms, he's got the animals.
Why would he care?
Well, you know, there's a lot resting on him, you know, the whole of South Africa. It placed their trust in President Ramaphosa.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I mean, everybody's taking, you know, but I really do believe that, I don't think he really cares. Why do we really care? Why? For what reason?
I think there's a lot of infighting within the ANC at the moment, so he's got his hands full. There's so much happening that we don't know about.
Yeah.
That only is only revealed later when there's court cases and they're accusing everybody else and there's a state capture commission when things are coming out. But anything happen
in the meantime,
there?
Who's sitting in jail?
No one. That's the whole point.
All right. So who do we have here today? First of all, my name is Roy Peretz, and I'm here hosting this lovely show, 9 o'clock in the morning. You know what? For me, it's a very early morning to wake up. We've got our guest with us. His name is Andre, the hypnotist. And let me tell you something about this guy. So, I've been in shows. I've been when he filled up full stadiums, like in Carnival City, I remember.
Yes, that's right.
Carnival City. And it was amazing. It was full packed. It was amazing. And it was amazing when I've seen him a year ago, even less, in Monte Casino, in that little theater. And it was so funny. It was so amazing. Guys, so first of all, highly recommended. The show is highly, highly recommended. And,
the reason, Roy.
Yeah, the reason.
We brought Andre in this morning.
The reason we brought Andre in this morning.
And, because he's showing his show's on again.
Yeah. I'm back, yes.
You're back with a bang.
I'm back, yes, I actually am, yeah.
Is the show any different? Can you tell us a bit about it?
The show this year is different, as in there's a whole bunch of very old routines that have been brought back into the fold. So we've got things like the headmistress routine that my diehard fans will remember. We've got the floating Coca-Cola tin routine. It's all the like diehard routines from the 1990s that I've put into the show, because I've tried to lengthen the show a bit, being that theatre doesn't have, you know, massive amount of support. I thought this year I'll give that much extra and see that, you know, if we can keep the theatre full.
I want to ask you something. Why don't we go and do something really special? Like, what I'm saying special is, I know your routine. Your routine is nice and it's family orientated and whatever. Why can't you do one family orientated and like after 9 o'clock at night? Look, I'm a little bit, everybody says Roy is naughty. I'm not naughty. Ish. So I'm saying is, why don't we do something special? Like after 9,
yes,
you do something which is like for adults only. Crazy, because you can do that. I've seen what you can do. Yes. I mean, you can do stuff. I mean, hey,
you know, what do you think of that, Andre?
Everybody asks me. It's one of those things that everybody asks, why don't I do an adult show?
Yeah.
You know, everybody asks. Maybe I should get to down to putting in an evening show.
But I think you have to get them signed before. I think they have to get them signing before.
Before they do it.
Yeah, because he's got it on, you see, most of the people get it, just correct me if I'm wrong, most of the people get hypnotized, they don't remember the show. So yeah. Andre kindly give them a new ticket so you can come
back again, and then he puts them under again.
Yeah. Then they can watch themselves being hypnotized.
Yeah. I don't think I'd like that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't like it?
No.
Why?
I don't like handing myself over to somebody who manipulates my mind. Am I wrong?
You married for 40 years. I mean, how's that work? I mean, how's that work for you?
It works very well for me. I do so the dishes every night. My wife cooks beautiful meals, and we have an understanding, you know. 40 years is give and take. Don't she gives and I take.
Okay.
There's silence. There's silence.
Yeah. I believe you. But all those people outside, they will say, hey. When you wash your dishes, what do you say?
I'm to myself.
All right. So we got 100 hypnotists. And Andre, your show started, when started? Today?
Yesterday.
It started yesterday. Yeah, was it a good show?
We had a brilliant show, amazing show. Actually a really awesome show last night. I'm very happy. So I'm kind of dreading tonight because, you know, when you start with like a really good show, no second show is ever that good, you know. So.
Yeah. So the nice thing is the audience are the actors. They are the talent in the show.
Yeah.
Which is an amazing concept.
Yeah.
The idea is taking new ideas, what to do with them. Sometimes Andre really surprised you with ideas. Yeah, you got some nice ideas what to do with people, eh?
Yes. Well, as we said, we can get more wild. I actually went to Vegas and I watched two hypnotists there.
Yeah.
And my show is quite tame. My show is quite family friendly. In comparison to what they're doing these days, you know.
Don't forget, South Africa, as South Africans, we are quite a reserved nation.
Yeah.
I mean, we say thank you and please, and Americans like animals.
Well,
they eat with their hands. They eat. I mean, you can see the way they eat food.
Yeah.
They don't even table manners. They don't have proper ones. South Africans are actually very, very calm. Very.
Some of us.
Yeah. I think if somebody comes and a little bit breaks that
mold.
It could go wrong or good.
Yeah.
But it's amazing what a few drinks does, Roy. So do you get a lot of people who come into your show who've inebriated and then they take part and they make jokes and they take off?
Yes, we do get that. I don't like drunk people up on stage because they tend to do more of their own shows. But yes, we do get drunk people up on stage and,
you've got to control them.
Can you hypnotize a drunk person?
It's more difficult, because they already.
Under the influence.
Already in a
in
state
a different
of
state
situation.
On a different level.
Let me ask you a question. Can you hypnotize a married person?
No. Why do you ask that, Roy?
You've been hypnotized already. That's
already under the influence of my wife.
There we go.
I mean, I'm going to.
Andre, I think this question's often been asked of you. How did it all start? Could you give us a little bit about your background?
Well, I ran into a guy by the name of Max Colley, which I think most
he was
of
very
the
famous.
Yeah, he was very famous, and he toured South Africa. He was a stage hypnotist as well. Yeah, and I ran into him and it was like love at first sight. It was the show I wanted, you know, I knew that was what I wanted to do. I was already in the theater industry, so it was a matter of, you know, what direction I was going to take. And there was Max Colley, and I did my apprenticeship with him.
That's some apprenticeship. I remember Max Colley. I remember writing about him when I was on The Star.
Yes,
and they used to send me to go and review these shows, and it's very, very difficult to review because you...
Because what do you really say? Because every show is different.
It's different. You can write about the skills of the hypnotist and how he works.
Yeah.
And he was very calm and collected, and he obviously knew exactly what he was doing.
Yeah.
I once tried hypnotism. I was at boarding school, and I tried that. I had a book.
Okay.
And one night I put a couple of people, students under hypnosis, and I couldn't get them out.
Oh.
And it like flooded my life, and I never did it again. I had a book. I was also interested in the hypnotism.
Yeah, yeah.
And a friend gave me a book, Roy, and I read the book, and I thought, let me try it. So we had a lot of willing
volunteers
all sitting in the dorm that night, and we put the lights off. We had some nice music. And I put them to sleep, and I made them do a few couple of things. I thought, oh, this is great. And then after a while, I couldn't. I said, when I count to 1, 2, 3, and I click my fingers, you'll wake up.
And did they wake
happened.
Up?
No, nothing happened. I tried again, and I was scared. And eventually they slept it off.
You just kind of leave them. And
I just left them. Yeah, one was snoring away in the corner and happy dreams. And I said to myself, no, it's dangerous unless you know what you're doing, Roy.
Yeah.
It's like anything in life.
And I think, Peter, you cannot use Rohypnol. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. And it's unethical neither.
Is it really?
Yeah, I promise.
Oh, I remember that.
Guys, we'll come back in about a second. So
this is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
And we're going to go for a beautiful, I think beautiful song. So that's Don't Fear the Ripper with a Blue Oyster Cult. Eh? Do you remember that one? Oh, baby.
This is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
Unfortunately, next to your client from yesterday, there's no more gentle drivers.
What happened?
There was someone I looked tiny next.
Actually, you know what, guys? You must go to my Facebook. Is it on my Facebook? Otherwise, I'll put it on
Instagram.
There's a picture in my office. There's someone that took a picture together with Eitan, and Eitan looks next to him like I look next to Eitan. Eitan looks like a small guy.
But you need to put the other one when you are standing.
Actually looking into his belly button.
I'm telling you.
You know, I couldn't hug him. I thought Eitan is the biggest. So I used to call Eitan to change my lights at home. It's a true story.
Yeah, it is.
I said, like, Eitan, the light, please. I'm scared of heights. So who's going to go on that, on the big LED step? And thank you for staying with us. We're back. We're here with Andre, the hilarious hypnotist. What do I want to say?
He's advertising his show as a farewell show. Just tell us why.
Yes, so South Africa has to rush down and get tickets because they're going to see me this year, and then I'm going to sneak away and I'm going to go international and hopefully have the Andre the Hypnotist brand.
Show the world what South Africans can do.
Yeah, hopefully have it to the same equivalent. So I'll be back. I just don't know when. It's not, you know, I'm like the yearly hypnotist, and it's not going to be yearly. So it's time to spread my wings a little bit.
And have a look and see what art is there in the other markets, see what you can learn, see what you can give.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
We've had so many amazing exports. I mean, Charlize Theron, we were talking about her last night.
Yeah.
She's in the movie Bombshell, and look how well she's done. This is her third Oscar nomination.
Yes. Yeah, but the worst thing is, except she speaks Afrikaans here and there, she's never coming back.
She's never coming back, but what I'm saying is the talent in South Africa, Roy.
No, amazing.
That we send overseas and who crack it. Look at Trevor Noah and a couple of others.
Yeah.
So why can't you? I mean, there's no reason you shouldn't.
100%. 100%.
Yes, there's this entire uncapped market for me, and as I say, I've been to America and I've seen some of their hypnotists.
I'm a different style. Tell me, what's the difference? Like when you go to Vegas, like I haven't seen an hypnotist show in Vegas.
Yes.
When you're in Vegas, for instance, and you're looking at those performers, and you know, Vegas is always, like, I've been in Vegas. It's a big thing.
So
I'm sure you can go to Vegas, and I'm sure, but I've seen some of the shows. Some of the shows are actually poor. And even I've been in Bellagio, I've been in big places, and some of the shows are not the greatest.
Did you ever see Siegfried and Roy?
No, I haven't.
They were amazing.
They were amazing.
They had wild animals.
They did.
Yeah.
Yes.
To make them disappear. Yeah.
He made them disappear.
Yeah.
Why I say shame is one of them passed on.
They called him Roy on my, on my name.
Roy.
Roy is because of me. Yeah. His mother called him Roy because, they like me. Yeah. what I want to say. Oh. What do they do different there? Are they more naughty?
They're naughtier. They're much naughtier shows.
Like, give me an example.
There's two guys there that's currently performing the Vegas circuit.
Yeah.
And the one guy's got a whole bunch of routines very similar to mine.
Yeah.
But then out comes the blow up dolls. I hope I can use that.
And then
that
you tell them what to do with the blow up dolls.
They do additions. Yes. And then the other guy bills himself as the dirtiest hypnotist in the world, and his show is
dirty.
I go watch it. I've seen it twice already. I have to admit I'm the naughty one, and I really enjoy it.
Is it cringeworthy?
It's incredibly, you cringe from start to finish. And you know, what he gets people to do is amazing. It's, you don't really think people would do that, you know. So.
But these guys go into a deep level of hypnotism.
They do.
You know, they into hypnosis.
There's
different levels you take them down, don't
you? Yeah, and the American guys tend to hypnotize much longer than the South African guys. You know, I'm very quick with my hypnosis, so I have a very light level. But there's no reason I wouldn't be able to do a show of
higher
that
level,
nature. Yeah, it's just, I think people have come to expect not to see that from me, you know, so.
Maybe it's, you know, we are living in a new era. I've seen you, I think, in the 90s.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. 1994 started then.
So in the 90s, where people were still more square, not really knew what the internet is all about. Today, every kid goes on porn sites and he knows what's happening around the world.
Well, technology's changed the whole way of life.
Yeah, so maybe it's time to, that South Africa will come out of the shell. I mean, they've got great talent here. I mean, I would love to see a show where I can, you know, I don't know if I can say it, piss myself laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to show that that's really crazy and I say, you know what, guys, you have to see this show. I'm not just, it was nice. But something that the magazine writers will say, wow, this show is crazy. You know what? Don't go and see the show. Then you'll see the cues.
X-rated.
X-rated show. Don't see it.
I'll actually mention it to the management, but in past years, whenever I've mentioned it, I've been shot down. They've said it's family. It's a family show. So they've, even though, as you say, we could do a late show.
Yeah. If you do have a 12 or like a 10 o'clock night show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in adults only.
Yeah.
And you even let them sign the document before they enter.
Yeah.
That makes them even more anxious to see something special.
And we're going to go really wild.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? You know, I'm a good marketing person. I know what I'm pushing.
Talking of marketing, do you have a website?
Yes, it's andreonline.co.za. So,
and you communicate with people? Do they send you stuff?
On Facebook, they can communicate, and they do.
Tell you how they feel.
And also, what I do is after every show. So tonight, last night's show, this morning, I'll be uploading some video clips of the show.
Oh, that's nice.
So yeah, you can kind of get an idea of what the show is like every day as well.
Andre, if you decided to go into practice where people can come to you, they want to give up smoking, they want to give up drugs.
That's exactly what my next question. Yeah.
Sorry, great. I'm reading your mind.
And
would you have made more money, would you think?
I don't think so. I actually, you know, and I've done the therapy thing and I still do the therapy thing. I get people that ask me, and when I'm at home for, like with Joburg for 2 months at a time, then I do therapy. But I must admit, I thoroughly hate it.
Hmm.
It's, I'm a performer.
You like to be out there with feedback from the audience.
Yeah. And laughter and, you know, you don't know what you're going to get. Here it is sitting in a silent room reading a script and telling the guy you'll never smoke again, and then you're sending him away kind of hoping that that's going to happen, you know.
And does it happen?
Sometimes it does, sometimes it's very successfully, and then other times it doesn't, you know, which is kind of sad. I had a very big guy come and see me the other day, and you know, it's like, being that I myself used to weigh 174 kilograms, I was a massive guy. My heart kind of went out for this guy, but nothing I could do was getting him into a hypnotic trance that was deep enough for him to lose weight, you know. And so then I don't quite enjoy that. It's not, I want a success rate, you know.
I was going to say, surely for him to lose weight, he's got to change his whole mindset.
Yeah.
His whole eating habits, his exercise regime. It's not just a matter of putting a little idea in his head and saying, oh, I'm going to start tomorrow.
Correct.
But there's certain things, apparently, there's certain things you can do with hypnotism, certain things you can't do. I mean, if a guy is not a violent person, you cannot ask him to go and shoot someone like in the movies.
Correct.
Yeah,
yes.
It's something you cannot do that. I read quite a few of Freud's books, and in some of them he's implying about self-hypnosis, basically.
Yeah.
He was
talking
about that.
Yeah.
That is quite successfully, every morning. Actually, every night when you go to sleep, you actually hypnotize yourself to go to sleep.
What I do is at the show, I sell an audio CD, which is basically a self-hypnosis CD. And it's, as you say, it's exactly the same thing. So you would listen to it, it would hypnotize you, and you'd just wake up the next morning. So
you'd be refreshed, and you don't remember what
that's
the hell
correct.
Had happened.
You go to sleep with a
with the earphones on, and or you know, you could just be playing it and you're listening to it, and you just eventually fall asleep.
And you play lovely music.
Yeah, there's a whole.
I don't remember what movie it was. It was falling asleep, but the tape was talking about like you're a nice lady. You go to sleep, so wake up in the morning, and he was feeling his breath sore. It's a he's a man, but
his breath was sore.
But he was. The tape was meant for a girl. So it was
talking
to a nice lady.
Okay, so he was listening to the wrong tape.
Yeah, to the wrong tape. Yeah. What can you say about, I mean, many people still go to hypnotists. My brother calls them sangomas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because he doesn't believe in, he says that's a, that's a mumbo jumbo. You can't go to someone and stop smoking or whatever. Because he tried it himself. Not because And to be honest with you, when I used to smoke, I went to a hypnotist and I really tried. But I used to smoke an enormous amount of cigarettes a day. Really, I would smoke 90 cigarettes a day.
What? Yeah.
Proper.
Yeah.
Surprise you.
90
think, yeah.
Winstons. I think they closed the factory as soon as I stopped smoking. Because I used to buy those.
But those lungs are still going strong, right?
Yeah, I can run.
I can ski as well.
I can do half a marathon. No, I used to ski then too.
Yeah.
I can do half a marathon. It's not bad.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm right. No, I'm right. So it's, May the 2nd, I'll be 12 years.
12 years old.
That I haven't touched.
That you've given up.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to smoke. Don't think so, really. I like it. I miss it.
Well, how did you give up?
So it was like this. My friend Itzan, and bless his heart, he says to me, you know, we're going to stop smoking. I said, no, I'm going to stop smoking. So he was drilling into my head. Every Tuesday we used to meet, just drill to my head. So one day he said to me, you know what? I booked you into that Ellen Carr thing.
Yes.
I said, I don't want to go. Then, you know, and it was like 5 months from now. It wasn't like tomorrow we're going. 5 months. So drill is drill. He said, you know what? You want me to? So he paid for it. He paid for me to stop smoking. He paid for my wife because I said, hey, if my wife smokes, then it doesn't work like this. So he paid for me. He paid for my wife. And then, we went to stop. And by the time I went, I was prepared. So I said, I'm myself's worst critic. You know, I go.
Yes.
I said, I'm not going to start. I promise you for a year. Andre, I promise you for 1 year, I didn't crack a smile.
Oh.
I couldn't smile. I was a horrible person.
Roy, I gave up in 73. I smoked 45 a day. Pressure as a journalist coming in to deadlines. I used to smoke a lot. And then I got sick on a cruise and the guy said, you must stop smoking because you can't breathe anymore. Your lungs are
going.
So I stopped. Overnight, I stopped. For months and months, I wanted to eat because my taste was coming back and I started putting on weight.
Yeah.
And I started, you know, getting big. And, what's over 40 years now I've been without smoking. I feel fantastic.
Yeah.
And I think with you too, Roy.
I picked up, in the first 3 months, I picked up close to 16 kilos.
Yeah. Sure.
It's crazy. Yeah?
Sure. When you start eating, you're replacing with this nicotine.
Just compulsive eating and I couldn't stop eating. It was crazy.
Wow.
And I was really upset and I must say, it wasn't nice.
Did you smoke at any stage?
No, I'm one of those fortunate people who I absolutely...
You don't smoke, you don't drink,
absolutely
you don't
tastes
have fun.
Terrible. Yeah, I don't... Yeah.
No, yeah, I don't drink. I really don't drink. I would love... I mean, I wish smoking would be something that doesn't hurt you. I know for a fact it hurts you a lot.
Yeah.
I know for a fact that smoking, you know, doing so bad to your
lungs,
to your system.
Your system.
And I think those new vape things are even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I've seen people, they're getting like proper emphysema from that. So it's, yeah. I don't think it's good. So replacing smoking, with all the respect, is not that great.
Yeah. 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 So because a lot of people deny it with the vaping and they vape more than what they smoked. Yes.
So maybe the right thing to do is after someone goes into that session and stop
therapy.
Smoking.
Mm.
Then he must get some sort of therapy from a hypnotist just to make him feel better. Because
yeah.
when you overcome that nicotine addiction, and it's only 3 to 7 days, I think. That's it. Your body gets out of it. I mean,
yeah.
within
yeah.
7 days, you're right. As soon as you got to a hypnotist, it relaxes you. It's that, yeah, you're like, I don't know what you said to them. So don't worry about it anymore.
Yeah.
Because when I went to the hypnotist says, smoking is bad. It will taste like crap.
Yeah.
It will be that. I mean, that was the, and, you know what? First of all, he couldn't hypnotize me.
Yeah. Okay.
And at all times I was feeling, what the hell this guy, because he put earphones on my head and I was repetitively hearing him and I said, couldn't fall.
Your own mind was blocking him
yeah.
every time
yeah.
he came.
The one thing I tell you the whole time is I wanted to light a cigarette. That was
yes.
awesome.
Yes. Can you finish speaking so I can get a cigarette? Yeah. Yeah.
yeah.
So much for the hypnosis. That's why I'm not a big fan of therapeutic hypnosis. In psychology, it works very well. But then it's implemented in a different scenario. It's used in conjunction with a whole bunch of other therapies.
Yeah.
So then it's pretty good. But yeah, I'm not the biggest fan for therapeutic hypnosis. You know, smoking, if a guy wants to stop, I always tell the story. I was in Namibia and this reporter wanted to do an article about stop smoking and he came up to my room and it was my last day in Namibia and I just had enough of that place. I needed to get out of there. And he came as I was leaving the room and I actually just touched him on the head and said, "You'll never smoke again." And 2 years later, I went back to Namibia and he did a follow-up article on how incredible I was because he had never touched a cigarette again.
Really?
Yeah. I had nothing to do with
it. You put a thought in his head.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's
yeah.
the same when people go to St. Gomez.
Yeah.
When people go to a witch doctor.
Correct.
In
yes.
Olden times and they put this thought into your head and it grows. You see,
yeah. It
because
takes
the
root.
Mind is amazing. It can accept anything.
Absolutely.
If you put it in correctly or you put it in bad things in the heads.
And he was ready to give up smoking. And so I was just the person he needed. I was just the excuse.
Yeah.
People always looking for shortcuts.
Yeah.
And for me, got to hypnosis. You must know, like you want to stop smoking. It's a hard work.
Yes.
It's
yes.
hard work.
Yes.
If you accept the hard work, it's fine. Do we have
two messages from our sponsors.
All right.
Well, one's from Chai FM.
Yeah.
Through Chai FM, you connect to the world, to Israel, and to global listening community. But now you can connect to the heart of the station. Download our free app to listen live. Contact the studio office or helpline at One Touch. Ooh. Find it on Google App Store, Chai FM. Just look for the logo. The Chai FM app is brought to you by Binary Headquarters. And then we got something from our friends at Pick and Pay, Norwood Hyper. They have these pocket savings sweet deals just for you.
All right.
Pick and Pay, a roasted barbecue chicken for $89.99 per kilo. Fagel's kosher mustard herring at a very low 125 Rand per kilo. Pick and Pay kosher lean beef mince is just 99 Rand per kilo. Petite hake filet for $79.99. An East Coast sole medium, only 149 Rand. Catch these and many more specials in store. These specials are exclusive to Pick and Pay Norwood Hyper and only while stocks last. Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood, the best place to shop when you want to buy a lot.
All right. We've got here something special for you guys. That comes from Santana. I don't know if you remember this. Anyway, so I went to the barbershop today and to shave, you know. So the barber asked me to the small wooden ball you must put in your mouth.
Yeah.
He says, so I was worried. He said, hold it in your mouth. So what happened if I swallowed it? He says, no, just bring it back tomorrow. So, same as the other guy did.
This is The Hustle with Roy Peretz. This is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
And we're back with Andre, the hypnotist here. The time is now 12 minutes to 10 o'clock.
The hilarious hypnotist,
yeah. Our telephone numbers are WhatsApp numbers, our Instagram numbers. No, not Instagram. Telegram numbers, 0618951019. SMS for 34519. If you have any questions for Andre, please, let us have it. Andre, can you give our audience maybe a recommendation what to do and what not to do when you go to an hypnotist show?
Well, I suppose the one thing that annoys the hell out of me is when people get their friends to volunteer. So when you go to a show, you either want to be a volunteer or you don't. You are allowed to watch the show, you know. So that's one of the main kind of things. I think people go there or people don't go because they're scared I'm going to call on them.
Okay.
And I don't, you know. So I, when people come there, they must come there either because they want to watch the show or because they want to be the star of the show. Either way, I'm going to accommodate you, you know, either way.
That's a very good saying because many people say, oh, I'm sitting on a third floor, on a third row because I'm scared if I sit on the first row, he's going to call me. But Andre doesn't call anybody. If you come up, you come up. If you don't, you don't.
Yeah, because I can't hypnotize you against your will. So if you don't want to be hypnotized, there's nothing I can do about it. Absolutely nothing.
It's amazing. What do people feel after they hypnotize? While they hypnotize?
Well, while they hypnotize, they don't actually remember much at all. So if you ask them afterwards, some of them will tell you that they felt like they had to do things to keep me happy. They felt compelled to do it, yeah. But for the most part, people would actually just say that they just felt very relaxed and very, you know, very heavy, very relaxed, as if they were sleeping.
Oh, yeah. So and they do things not really against their will.
No, the show is structured, and which is what people also don't realize, because people come and they're like, oh, I don't want to do this, he's controlling my mind. But what they don't realize is that what I do in the show is I do things that we would do normally during the day. I'm not actually putting you out of your comfort zone, because otherwise you probably wouldn't do it.
Like the greatest guy says, you cannot make somebody do something against, completely against his will.
Yeah, correct.
If you're not a criminal, you'll not go. If you're not a violent person, you won't hit anybody. If you're not a,
yes.
But if you're a violent person, it can.
I've been hit because I used to do this routine where I have the person run up on stage and hit me.
Oh,
you know, and then I start sleep just before he hits me.
That's
and then,
dangerous.
Yeah, because it goes wrong.
Very wrong.
I've paid the price.
I've
had my fair share of bumps and grinds. Yeah.
So some people are really aggressive people, and some people I'm sure that they will not hit you because they're not aggressive.
Yeah, you could. Sometimes you can't get them to come out of the audience to come and hit you. You just.
So who are worse? But be honest now. Don't be scared.
Yeah.
Men or women?
Men make better volunteers.
Yeah. They're most receptive to tech.
Yeah.
To listen. Yeah,
I know.
To take instruction. Yeah, 100%.
We're currently, I don't know what it is lately. You know, my show used to have a reputation for having guys up on stage. It's like the guys used to just volunteer. They used to kill for a seat, and we'd have 10 or 15 guys up on stage. Lately, we're getting a lot more ladies, volunteering and
really?
Coming up on stage. Yeah, a lot more.
It's amazing.
It's actually amazing,
yeah.
Yeah.
Andre, is there any competition in South Africa? Are there any other, without naming, any other people who do hypnosis as a show?
You know what? There's a lot of youngsters there around that obviously do it. Nobody else, you know, professionally in a big scale. But there's these young guys, especially in Cape Town, who they go through the College of Magic, which is a school there where you can become a magician. And they then learn how to be a hypnotist and then go and perform it at the school.
I still think you have to teach hypnosis. I think, not hypnosis, at least a stage hypnosis. You have to teach it because, I don't know, I believe that if more people are out there, it makes it more. You remember about 10 years ago, no one heard about stand-up comedies.
Yeah.
Everybody was overseas. Yes, we had Chris Rock. We have the guys from overseas. We had the big guys like Jackie Mason, all of those. But it wasn't that big thing.
No, true.
Today, everybody's stand-up comedies. And
the comedian.
A comedian, not a stand-up one. We always had comedians. But stand-up comedy, it's a unique part of the comedy. And because one person against the whole crowd, and you're supposed to make them happy. And you are, in a way, same performance. So I think if a lot of people do the same thing, it actually increases the
what do you think?
Increasing people more thinking about it. There's more show,
more popularity.
Yeah, becomes more popular. All right. Before we're going to be kicked out of the studio, kindly by by Greg. So I want to say goodbye to you. First of all, thank you for coming to our studios.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, and I wish you all the best in your European tour. Future.
Thank you very much.
Hopefully you're going to come back to us with great new tricks.
Yes.
And so you are performing now till.
Till the 23rd of February.
Wow, till the 23rd of February.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to perform in
Peter Turin's. Is it the studio you're in?
Yeah, the studio theater.
Which is nice and intimate.
Peter Turin's studio. I'm going to say goodbye to you and thank you for coming here.
Thanks, Roy.
It's absolutely my pleasure, and I want just to say goodbye with this lovely song from the Wings, and I'm going to say to you goodbye and goodbye to our audience. And Peter, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Roy.
Thank you so much for being with us,
Andre. Thank you.
And we'll see you. I'm going to be by your show on Thursday. So if anybody wants to see me as well on Thursday, come. Let's laugh together at that show. And this is The Long and Winding Road. Have a lovely Shabbos. And Liverpool tonight, eh?
Tonight. Yeah.
Cheers.